With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. Authorities are issuing evacuation and pre-evacuation notices in response to several fires burning in central Montana. That includes mandatory evacuations for Sheep Creek Road and Adel Road in Cascade County, where more than 150 firefighters are working on the nearly 1,200-acre Harris Mountain Fire. The Cascade County Sheriff's Office also issued pre-evacuation warnings for Novak Creek Lane. Fire spokesperson Sarah Rouse says the fire slowed Monday after rapid growth to the north and east the previous day. But she says it's difficult to predict what may happen later in the week.
Just because this fire is a little bit unique in that it was driven more by the fuels on the ground and the terrain and topography, not necessarily weather-based. So we'll have to see how that pans out over the next couple days.
The Cascade County Sheriff's Office also evacuated the Belt Park area due to the 5,200-acre Balsinger Fire. It's part of the Divide Complex in the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest. The fire caused a pre-evacuation order from the Belt Creek Ranger Station to Monarch and from west of Monarch to where Pilgrim Creek and Belt Creek meet. Operations Section Chief Sean Nagel.
If you are residing in that area, we really would like people to evacuate. And again, that's just for life safety at this point.
The Woods Creek Fire, also burning in the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest, led to pre-evacuation warnings for several ranches near White Sulphur Springs. Evacuations have been issued for Atlanta Creek Road, the Thompson Guard Station, and Gypsy Lake Campground, all of which are within the National Forest. The Woods Creek Fire grew roughly 10 times to about 2,700 acres Sunday, according to an infrared flight. Health officials are warning Montana residents to protect themselves from smoke pollution as the air quality reaches unhealthy levels in large parts of the state. The pollution on Monday was at concentrations high enough for officials to recommend people limit their outside activities in cities including Bozeman, Dillon, Frenchtown, Sealy Lake, and Broadus. Air quality considered harmful to people with lung disease or asthma was reported in Missoula, Butte, Billings, Helena, Great Falls, Lewistown, and other cities. Officials say the worst air quality is concentrated in areas of Montana south of Interstate 90. Four firefighters have been released from the hospital and a fifth remains in a burn center after a Montana wildfire overran them last week. A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service spokesperson said Monday that the firefighters still being treated sustained the most injuries of fish and wildlife personnel involved in Thursday's accident, but, quote, is making good progress and is in good spirits, end quote. Swirling winds unexpectedly blew the flames back on the firefighters working the containment lines on the Devil's Creek Fire in Garfield County in central Montana. A Forest Service spokesperson says investigators are trying to better determine what led to the accident. The Northern Rockies Coordination Center reports the lightning caused Devil's Creek Fire is showing extreme fire behavior as it burns toward the Charles M. Russell Wildlife Refuge in Fort Peck Lake. The fire is estimated at 3,500 acres and is 0% contained. The Bureau of Land Management has closed the Devil's Creek Road south of the Missouri River because of increased fire activity. The National Interagency Fire Center, or NIFC, reports there were 12 new fire starts in Montana on Sunday, prompting light initial attacks by federal, state, and local firefighters. More than half of those fires were controlled or contained by Sunday night. The largest of the new starts was the 200-acre Rustler Fire 24 miles southeast of Ekalaka, burning in the Custer-Gallatin National Forest in the southeast corner of the state. 90% of the other starts were less than 3 acres in size. I'm Aiden Morton. You're listening to Montana Public Radio.